question.
What year were they first introduced?
The first birds were brought in 1969. There were 17 of them, live trapped out in Steuben's County, New York, which is right on the Pennsylvania border, but way out west, Buffalo area. There was a second batch brought in 1970. Those were released in the town of Hubbardton. And those were the only birds that were reintroduced. From there, we just worked with our own populations to move them around the state. And Bill Drake is the one who captured the first birds, brought them in. It's quite interesting. I was able to get him a complimentary license. He left in late 70 or early 71, went to work for the state of New York, and I was able to get the commissioner to issue him a complimentary hunting license 1 year in the late 70s, I think it was, 78, 79, something like that. So he came back, and I set him up in hunting, and he was just shaking his head, and he said, you know, I brought these birds in, and I waded through knee-to-waist-deep snow, and as I released them, I said, this is a kiss of death. And he says, I knew the program wasn't going to go anywhere, and I was going to get blamed for it, so I got out of Dodge and went to work for New York. So he was quite surprised himself to see that they had taken on the way that they did. And then Joe Artman came in. He was here for less than 2 years, two winters in the spring of 73. He established the first spring hunt. And from then on, I came in the summer of 73 and messed around with the trapping, trying to get that going, and which is the most difficult part. Trapping is extremely difficult, and there had to have been a better way, and it wasn't until we developed that box with the rockets that could really transform things. I mean, once we had mastered that, we were capturing 100 birds a year. I mean, we were moving them, and I quickly learned that instead of putting out 15, 17 birds in one site and then 15, 17 in another, when you can catch 30, 40 birds and you put them in one site, just the exponential numbers of expansion, they catch on, they take hold and reproduce and spread far more rapidly. And these sites really blossomed to where we could expand the hunting season very, very quickly. And it wasn't long before all of southern Vermont was open to spring hunting, and then we were open to fall hunting, and then we're open statewide now.
So that brings us to, what does turkey hunting look like and sound like today? And I mean, everyone here knows that because you're all turkey hunters, but last year was a special year to get a record of it, to keep forever. And that's because last year, 2023, that was the 50th anniversary from that first regulated hunt. We are now heading into the second half century of regulated turkey hunting in Vermont, which we're really excited for. So what we did to round out this collection with Folklife is to talk to some people who just learned to hunt in the past couple years, and who had their first successes and their first turkey hunting heartbreaks and maybe their first turkey meals kind of around that time of the 50th anniversary. And we also talked to the people who are teaching them to hunt, and I think that's where we're going to head to next.
Well, I started teaching, I think I became certified to teach around 2007, and really...
So that was one of our hunting education instructors, Wendy Butler. Wendy's amazing. I've been out in the field with her and her students now. I've seen a lot of people who teach hunting really well, and Wendy does it really, really well. She inspires people to keep doing it. So we wanted to hear from Wendy about what it motivates her to be a hunter ed instructor, And then we also wanted to hear from Wendy's students about what it's like to learn to hunt from her. And so our next excerpt is a student of Wendy's, Shane, who got a really awesome first bird last spring.
And the first spot we didn't...
I'll pull my best Josh impression. I'll tap the mic before I start speaking. So my name is Brett Ledoux. I'm the state chapter president for the National Wild Turkey Federation and a local chapter president. I will tell my turkey hunting story, but I did want to mention that I do have a banquet tomorrow at the Queechee Club. So if any of you are interested in attending, you can get with me after that, and I'd love to have you at the event tomorrow. So turkey story. I'm going to go back just to last year on a perfect hunt with my daughter. I do have the hunt on YouTube if you'd like to see that too. My daughter drops maybe an F-bomb in there, but it was a perfect hunt. So we were started first thing in the morning. I got one to gobble, and she made fun of me at that too because we weren't very close to the turkey when he was gobbling. So when I heard him gobble the first time, I started fast walking to the turkey, and she thought that was kind of humorous to watch, I guess. So, but she kept up with me. We sat down real quick, maybe 70 to 80 yards away from the turkey, gobbling on the roost pretty good. He flew down, and within 2 minutes, the turkey was in our laps, and she was battling with whether she wanted to shoot it or not wanting to shoot it. And we were talking about that as the turkey was approaching. In my mind, I was like, oh, my goodness, we walked all the way out here, and we got a turkey that is about to work in the shotgun range. Now she doesn't know if she wants to shoot it. But verbally, out loud, I was trying to be fine with that. Whatever she chose to do would be fine with me. So as we're talking it through, she shoots a single shot, so she... just before the bird came into sight, she pulled the hammer back, just in case, Dad. So bird came in, walked right down in, stopped maybe 15 yards, popped his head up, and she decided that shooting a turkey was fine last year. She's done it a lot, but last year she was battling with the emotions of wanting to take a turkey's life or not, which I think we all battle with sometimes. So, and then at the last moment, she decided it was... it was fine to do. So I was happy and she was happy. And yeah, it was a fun hunt. And that one is one of the more memorable ones that I've had. Usually with her out in the woods, we have some good experiences. And that was another one. So that will be that for me. So thank you.
Yes. Hi. I'm Elise Letizia. I have had the pleasure to hunt with Brett once, and Josh as well, so they invited me tonight, and I thought it would be super cool to hear other people's stories. But I shot my first turkey not this fall, but the fall before, 2022, and it was years in the making. I didn't get my hunting license until 2019, never hunted growing up or anything like that, and had a friend named Mike take me on a turkey hunt. And he called in two Jakes, and I was just so excited. I jumped right up, and of course, as soon as they saw me, they took off. And I was just like so happy to see the turkeys. It was really cool. In 2020 was the first turkey season in the spring that I was hunting. There were no classes. All the things were canceled. It was COVID. I was taking like online, you know, learn to turkey hunt through the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, which were great. This is how I met Josh. And Brett offered to take us on a mentored day, my friend and I, who I turkey hunt with. And it was so cool. We were in a field, and it was the fall, so there was a flock there. And I don't know if you ran at them or I ran at them. I think Brett ran at them. And they all scattered, and... I'm still struggling to learn to call turkeys, especially with a mouth call. I use a slate call, but he is a great caller and called them back in, and it was just like magic to be in the woods and you could hear them. And then like slowly, you know, one at a time, they were sort of coming back. And we didn't shoot a turkey that day, but the fall last year that I shot it was actually on a property that Brett had introduced me to. And it was the fall, so it was very different. And I army crawled up and I did not even think I was stood a chance. And somehow I managed to call one enough and it popped its head up and I shot it. So it was really cool. But people like Josh and people like Brett are definitely the reason people like me, newbies, can have some fun and some success out there. So.
What's that? Okay. So my name is Rich LaValle there, and I started turkey hunting in the early 90s here in New Hampshire. Well, back home in New Hampshire. But when I have ancestors, my mom's family's from the Woodstock area in the Hartford area. And so this area of Vermont has a very special place for me in my memory. And so anyway, leading up to turkey season, I'll never forget May 24th, 1992. I was driving up from the Concord area of New Hampshire, and I made several trips coming up here, and I was over by the Woodstock area, and I finally got a turkey to gobble, and I was so excited there, and just let Mother Nature take its course. You know, the bird's gobbling, he's up on the roost. I did some very soft tree yelps, and just let him know that I was there. When he flew down off the branch, he landed down below me. And when he started gobbling, the ground was shaking. I mean, literally, he came up within about, I don't know, 10 yards from me. And there he was right in front of my shotgun barrel. And I still remember, as it just happened a few minutes ago, my 870, the barrel's shaking, I'm shaking. I'm just telling myself, breathe. This is very important to breathe. You know, keep your cheek down on the stock and relax. But those birds, I mean, there's nothing like the wild turkey. I mean, for a bird that has a brain the size of a pea, that makes us so possessed and make crazy road trips all over the country, you know, they have such a major importance in our lifestyle. And I just want to say thank you to the Vermont Fish and Game for inviting a non-resident to your state. Like I said, I love Vermont. Vermont has a very special place in my heart. Thank you.
I thought Rich was going to go all the way with that one. Everyone's talking about their successes. I'm haunted by my failures. They're the things that I remember the most. When I was I'm an adult onset hunter. I didn't really start hunting till I was going to grad school. I had some buddies that grew up hunting in Maryland, West Virginia. This is when I was working in Delaware. And they convinced me to go out and try turkey hunting. And I guess since I was a turkey biologist for the state of Delaware at that time, I tried turkey hunting. And we had a beautiful day. We were on public land. We'd drawn a permit. In Delaware, that's a thing. And he was kind of guiding me, and he was so good. And you know, we got there early in the morning. We got there, didn't hear anything calling on the roost like we thought it would. Thanks, Nicole. I had to correct for you. And man, we were walking around this wildlife management area all morning. And right about 10 o'clock, it started to happen again, right? Bird responded to our call. We're walking along an old logging road, and everything starts to fall into place, just like you read about. Bird responds to the call. It's getting closer. We find a fantastic piece of cover between an old drop log. I have plenty of time to prepare and get ready. It was my first time, right? My heart's jackhammering, hearing this bird come closer and closer. My gun's up. I'm ready. I'm just waiting for it, right? My buddy Joe's behind me. He's like, all right, just wait. I'm going to tell you when to shoot. We kind of figured out where about that 40-yard mark was. It's the outer window we wanted to take him at. And he's coming, and he gets there, right? I'm ready. Joe's like, all right, you just shoot when you're ready. those of you that hunted turkeys will sympathize with what happened next. I was like this. I should have been like this and had my cheek against the stock, as Rich LaValle pointed out, because somehow that bird at a good 35 yards spotted that last little inch of movement on my part, and I pulled the trigger. I squeezed the trigger. I did it right, and I missed him clean. I thought he was ready to drop and flop and roll around, and he just kind of took a step, looked at me for a second or two, and then he took off. Goddamn, my buddy was pissed. Like, he just couldn't understand what happened. It just came apart so spectacularly when it should have come together so perfectly. And that was my first experience with turkey hunting. It turns out you can work for the National Wild Turkey Federation and not be a spectacular turkey hunter. And I enjoy what I do every day, but I'll leave the expert turkey hunting to my volunteers, who I love near and dear to my heart. So thank you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Chandler Prescott. I know a lot of you don't know me. I actually didn't know any of you guys were going to be here tonight. I'm just out to dinner with my fiance. But no, I love turkey hunting. Born and raised in Vermont, as my father and my grandfather was. So I actually didn't get my first turkey until my last youth weekend. My father always tried his best to like bring me out turkey hunting, but he could only use a box call, and we had a lot of near misses and everything like that. So he finally called up an old friend of his, and we went up to his property, and we got this turkey coming in on a string, everything like that, 35 yards, and I absolutely missed. Later on that day, though, we were able to go back to that spot, called in a smaller Jake that came in, and I was able to harvest my first turkey ever. Been addicted ever since. I've hunted all over the place, from the Adirondacks down to Massachusetts. Absolutely love it, and I've gotten some other people into turkey hunting as well. And I love the guys NWTF does, so yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Hi, I'm Chris Eddy. I'm from Brandon, Vermont. I've been turkey hunting since I was 8 years old. My father, I remember he shot a turkey before I could hunt. So I was like 6 or 7. So I think that would be like in the first couple years, in the early 70s, probably 74 or 75. I remember my brother and I, we were 8 and 9 years old. We had our H&R 20-gauge single-shot shotguns and our camouflage. And Dad had his pump Mossberg. And we were working a turkey, and it went away. And it started coming back, but there was a huge oak tree, and my dad sat us behind the oak tree looking the opposite way. And I know why it happened, because 8 and 9 year old kids like to be fidgety and move it around and whatever. And it ended up bringing that bird in, and that was his, I think, his third bird. So that would be 1977 or 1978. So that was my dad's earliest birds. My first turkey, I was 9 years old. I shot it in a fall behind my parents' house. It's still one of the best areas in Brandon to hunt turkeys. It seems like when they were there 30 years ago, they're still there today. My brother and I, again, we had our little single-shot shotguns, and we tracked them down, and there were some scratchings. We walked up over a hill, and I was able to shoot a 8 or 9 pound hen. But the best story I want is my fiance, she's sitting right there, Erin. We started dating 2 years ago, and if you're around me, I started shooting guns, and she said, "Can I shoot a gun?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we can show you how to shoot guns." And she's a natural, she just loves to shoot. She goes, "Can I hunt?" And I'm like, "Yeah, absolutely." So she's from New Hampshire, she took her hunter safety course, and she said, "Can I go novice hunting?" I'm like, "Yeah." So she noviced in the fall and got her first deer. And then So this last spring, so that would be the 50-year anniversary, the 2023. So that's her first turkey hunt ever. So we, I scout all the time, like probably all turkey hunters do, drive around, burn a lot of fuel, glass, look, listen. So we pulled into this field where I knew some birds were, and there was two big gobblers and two hens, and it was like an hour before dark, and I'm like, oh yes, this is good. So we're sitting there, and I said, she goes, what are we doing? I said, we're going to wait till they fly up, and then we're going to sit right where they flew up, and that's where they'll fly down. Okay, so we're sitting there watching, and all of a sudden they took off flying and running, and here comes a woman walking across the field with a plate of cookies. And she walks by us. She's, hey, did you see those turkeys? I'm like, yeah, I saw the turkeys. And so she was delivering them to the neighbors, and Aaron goes, well, whatever. So next morning we decided to go there, and I put decoy set out, and they started gobbling up on the ridge, and I have some feathers. I flopped down. I made a couple tree calls, and within 5 seconds, both tom turkeys were in the field, saw the decoys, and just started to run. And I go, get your gun up. She goes, what? I go, get your gun up. And so the turkeys ran right to the decoy at 6 yards, and she made a perfect shot. And it happened, she probably shot the first turkey in 2023. It was like 1 minute legal of shooting time. It was unbelievable. And it's flopping around. She goes, can I shoot it again? And I didn't tell her that turkeys flop like sometimes a lot after you shoot them. So she wanted to shoot it again. I'm like, no, you got it. So anyway, that's Aaron's story.
I'm going to tell my husband's turkey story. So I had been hunting this field for all turkey season. I'd been going religiously every weekend, Saturday and Sunday. I was sleeping at a friend's house who lived nearby the field, so I would be there. I was determined to get my first turkey, and this was like my first solo hunt where I was kind of doing everything from beginning to end. I'm also a new adult hunter, only ever touched a gun when I was like 22. And so I felt this immense sense of pride that I had found these turkeys mostly by myself. I had been putting in the work, putting in the hours, putting in the time. I was calling. I was getting some to come to me on the weekend when I would be calling them, but just not connecting. So I was shifting my tactics to, you know, really working hard to shoot my first turkey, my first thing solo. And my husband was listening to my stories every night when I would come back. And I said to him, you know, you're not doing anything next weekend, and it's like the last weekend that we're gonna be able to hunt. Why don't you come with me? And he said, yeah, totally. He's never shot anything before. But he got very into like competitive trap shooting after we took Hunter Ed together in our 20s. So I said, yeah, come with me. The blind is a two-man blind. It'll be perfect. So we're out there, we're sitting, I'm calling, and then the birds do their thing like they always do. But this time something was a little bit different because they were coming closer than they had ever come yet. And I was so excited, and I said, okay, get your gun up, point it out the window of the blind. He said, okay. So he's pointing his gun. I said, okay, if a turkey comes this way, I'm going to shoot. If a turkey comes this way, you shoot. Okay, are you ready? And he said, yeah, I'm ready. Let's do this. Okay, my heart is pounding. You know the feeling, like your blood is in your ears, like you can hear that pulsing, right? My face is like getting flushed because the turkeys are coming closer and closer. And then they're at that line that we had staked out that was like 25 yards that we knew, like, yes, definitely we're going to shoot one if it comes 25 yards. So of course the turkeys are only in my husband's range. So fine, whatever. So I said, are you ready? And he said, yep. I hear his safety click off and boom. And then the turkeys all fly. So I couldn't, I tried to get my shot off too, but you know, it just wasn't working with how my gun was oriented. And I just said, yes, yes, yes. We see a turkey flopping on the ground. I'm like cheering. My adrenaline is going nuts. I feel like sweaty all of a sudden. I'm like thinking all of these. I'm like, oh my God, this is so amazing. This is so amazing. We're so, oh my God, oh my God. My husband is a very stoic man. And he just goes, He puts his gun down, he unloads it, turns the safety on, all like, you know, I work for Hunter Ed, so like all the things that you're supposed to do, you know, he does them. And I'm still like, oh my God, oh my God. And then we walk up to the turkey and I'm like practically dancing and I'm like, oh my God, you shot it. How do you feel? How do you feel? And he goes, I gotta pee.
No.
Good? You want me to start? Do we want to talk about the gun jam and all?
Yeah. Okay. So as a follow-up, oh yes. Hi, I'm Erin. I actually live in New Hampshire, and my fiance Chris introduced me to hunting shortly after we got together because he's an avid hunter. So he told the story of my first turkey hunt, and before then, like when I was growing up and living in Grantham, and I would see turkeys out in the yard, and they were just for the dog to chase. You know, I was like, you don't eat those things; those are disgusting. So when I met Chris, he had a freezer full of turkey, and I realized, wow, this stuff is actually really pretty tasty. So after our first turkey hunt, my first turkey hunt in the spring of 2022, right? No, 2023, I decided in the fall, I said, geez, I'm taking a day off. We're going fall turkey hunting. And he's like, no, I usually don't take any time off to go fall turkey hunting. And I'm like, well, I have the day off, so, you know, let's go. So we got up early. I'm not a morning person, so hunting is like, it's like, yeah, getting up early and being out before the sun comes up. So anyway, we decided to go locally, and we had two shotguns. I had 20 gauge, which is smaller, and he had the 12 gauge. And we get out of the truck in the morning and we're loading up the guns, and the 20 gauge gets all jammed up. And he's like, well, we're just gonna have to hunt with a 12 gauge. I'm like, oh, does it have much kickback? He's like, no. And so we go out, we're waiting in the woods. We're not seeing anything for a long time. And I'm like, okay, we gotta move. We gotta go somewhere else. We saw a bunch of deer. Of course, we weren't looking for deer. We're looking for turkeys. We decide to go to a whole different area, and we're walking, and we're walking, and we're walking. And finally, we see turkeys, and he's like, oh, I'm going to get them to scatter. So he runs after them. They scatter. They go, and we go, and we sit on the point down the way a little bit. And he's really good at calling, so he calls them all back in. They start to fly back in. They're flying in. There was probably a flock of 15 or 20 birds, and one comes and it lands way down on the point, and he's like, oh, get your gun up, get ready to shoot. And I was like so nervous, like the gun is so long, and I'm like trying to get it, and he's like, shoot. And of course his vantage point is totally different than mine, and I'm like, the turkey was still behind a tree. And he's like, shoot. And I'm like, I can't see its head. And so finally, it finally pokes out, and I shoot, and
I got to tell you, she like shot, and it flattened her completely over, and because you see how small she is, and I told her earlier, it didn't kick at all, but it was fine.
Yeah, so after I shot, I was blown back on the ground, so I couldn't really see what I did, and he's like, he goes running down there, and all of a sudden we see the turkey start to walk away, and he's like, oh my God, you didn't get it. And I'm like, I could have sworn I got it. I could have sworn I did. And he's like, no. And so anyway, I'm like, yes, I did. And so the bird went away, and he ended up going down there, and there it was. It was flat, dead on the ground. So he's bringing it back up. We're like high-fiving. He's like, woo, we're taking pictures. And all of a sudden, one of the birds starts coming back in. And he's like, oh, get your, you know, we took off all our headgear and everything. He's like, get your stuff back on. And so we got ready to hunt again. And then you can tell your part of the story.
Well, this is kind of interesting for a fall hunt. This turkey flew in and landed, and then it gobbled after she just shot 45 seconds or 2 minutes earlier. So we put all her stuff back on and called, and he acted just like a spring bird. He come in, he left. We saw some other ones. I tried to sneak up on them. I actually shot and missed, and I come back, and he gobbled again. And I turned around, and he came in nice and easy for a 30-yard shot. So got a giant long-spurred gobbler in the fall that acted like a spring bird. So it was probably one of the best fall hunts I've ever had, especially with her being her second bird and a good day off. So it was worth it. So that was it.
So I think that really wraps up our storytelling, but that was a really fantastic high note. So thank you for that that incredible doubling up story.